Welcome back. WNST, Tessa Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. Yes, I am wearing my El Guapo shirt. I'm going to be in Catonsville next week for the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery and Goodwill Industries. We have a second sponsor soon. Cole Roofing will be lending their name to the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. But Bill Cole lends his name to all sorts of things around here. Hey, dude, I got the schedule all together, man. I Canton this week, right? I'm going to be at El Guapo next week. We're going to be at Costas on the 18th with basketball involved. There's a rumor Marianne Scully stopping by. Just a rumor at this point. And then the 23rd, we're going to be at Fadley's in Lexington Market having a crab cake. So pick your poison, Bill Cole. How the heck are you amidst war and baseball stoppages and NFL underwear Olympics? What's got you turned on here as the Ides of March welcome themselves in, besides corned beef, because I'm wearing green?
So I got accosted last night about making sure I go to Costas for the crab cake tour. So you're not the only one asking me to eat crab cakes.
Wow.
I also think something's happening with the internet right now because I've not previously had any connections issues, and I'm concerned that I'm having a connection issue with you.
You are having a connection issue.
Which just puts basically frames out. Yeah,
it's the Russians taking down the grid. Is
my
what it
entire
is,
feeling about the universe right now. Yeah.
And now your phone's going off.
I don't know. Yeah, no, it's really a mess today. Like the pandemic wasn't bad enough. Now we, you know, now we're invading. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, this has been a hell of a week, right? Like, I met with a good friend the other night, and we were just talking about life, you know, just in general. We just were, you know, chewing the fat in the way that we used to, the way guys used to get together and play tennis, play golf, go to a ball game, go to a Terps game, go to a Caps game, go to opening day, you know, the things we used to do together, right? I literally had a normal, non-masked, you know, 4.5, 6 feet away from this person who is a wise person. And we were discussing like the history of our lives a little bit. Just I'm at 53 now, and we're 2 years into the plague. I had the Maryland Hospital Association on talking about what nurses and doctors have gone through here. And, you know, we're going to be on that with the Crab Cake Tour up and again. But it's the 2 year anniversary of this. And I said to my pal, I'm like, man, I remember back in like the aughts when the worst thing that happened was when like the Ravens lost to the Colts, to Peyton Manning in 2006. It had nothing to do with my bills being paid, the health of my wife, the life of my mother, the life of the cat I never met, what's going on in Ukraine or Kiev or Putin, or certainly the notion that Donald Trump would ever run this country or ever have an audience that nods their head when he says nyet and da and ruble. By the way, glad we're not invested in rubles this week. I mean, you know, things could be worse. We could be in Kiev right now, or our wives and children could be fighting for their lives. But these are sort of not the best of times. We would agree with this, right?
I just think it's, well, one, again, I apologize for the internet connection. So maybe that's just a, like a warning that we have to do these in person from now on. I don't know. But I can't figure out how this ends, and that's what scares the crap out of me, right? Like I can't figure out how you get out of where they've gotten to, and that's what worries me the most. And I've talked to a number of other, you know, smart people, and I'm lucky enough to hang out with some of those same people and have what you just described as wonderful, normal, hey, let's catch up type.
Good things, bad things. How are the kids? And, you know what I mean? Like, you know, where are you going on vacation this year? That sort of stuff, you know?
And now it's just consumed with this whole Russian invasion, and trying to figure out how we land on our feet out of it is really quite frightening. And, you know, I guess I'm trying not to think about it. So,
well, I mean, you're a deep thinker, Billy. And I guess when we do think about it, you think about what their plan was, right? Like when I think of their plan to create chaos here, that really was Putin, you know, Putin was blessed the day that Donald Trump became president here and started doing his bidding for him over the last 4 years to allow him to do what he did. But Putin has been on this since the KGB, right? Like Putin clearly has been plotting all of his life to take back Ukraine, right? Like literally, this is why he's been putting this army together, figuring the lowest point would be 1 year after Biden takes over to plan all of this. What's Biden going to do? What's the world going to do? We're 2 years into a plague that came from China that may or may not have come from a lab or whatever you believe to be. War waged on the West was not dropping bombs on Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles the way we feared in the 70s. War on the West was, let's get inside their head. Let's make them like us. Let's make them believe we're the good guy. Or let's just confuse the hell out of them as to what the American flag stands for versus what our flag stands for. I mean, the amazing part of this in because I've been to some really challenged places. I've been to Cuba. I've been to China. I've been surveilled. I've had friends had their brains fried down in the Havana a consulate. I was down there 23 years ago for a couple of days on a bender, but there was very little doubt that we were being monitored. I mean, there's just no doubt about that. I had friends that went to St. Petersburg and to Moscow and hookers in the lobby and knowing – you know, the room's wired. This is kind of the way it works. If they want to take your life away, that sort of compromise. People being pushed off of balconies. Political losers being poisoned. In the case of Navalny, all of these things. What went on with the British spies and poisoning them? And I just think about. This is the war of his life, right? Like, you know what I mean? He's sending 200,000 troops in, dropping bombs, killing civilians, bombing places and gaslighting his own people. The warriors going in there, soldiers going in there have been lied to.
Yeah, he's 73. He might not look like...
Billy, we're having a really bad internet connection right now. So
my takeaway.
Repeat what you just said. He's 73. Let's start with that.
Sorry. He's 73. He doesn't look like it. He's 73. So remember, that just makes it even scarier because what is he still playing the game for, right? He's playing the game for his legacy as the czar, and he has to do these things to make it worth someone remembering him. I think what's important to know is whether you like Joe Biden or you don't, you know, he doesn't necessarily project the most strength. But what people forget is it doesn't matter what that single individual represents because it's about representing our country and all of our people. And we don't stand for crap. So, like, it doesn't, you know, like you might not love how forceful Joe comes across, but we're not sleeping on you. Like, we're going to be here. And
well, I saw the other guy pound his fist and make up shit along the way and just throw things. I mean, the other guy threatened nuclear devastation. I mean, he just did. He did it on Twitter. This is how we were perceived to the world previous, because I traveled the world during that period of time. I went to Europe. I went to Australia. I went places with an American flag and an American passport. And when your leadership projects strength, what is strength? What Ronald Reagan was strength and Joe Biden isn't? What did Ronald Reagan ever do except act? You know what I mean? Like, they're the same guy at this point to some degree, sort of centrist, anti-Soviet, pro-freedom. I mean, if Reagan were sitting up right now, he'd be sitting with George Bush and where maybe not where Bob Dole was, but certainly in the history, the arc of our history here, going back all of our lifetime, if Nixon were alive right now, he wouldn't be taking the side of Putin.
Right. It's about resolve. Strength is probably a bad word. Resolve, right? Like, we will always be there. We will always try to do the right thing. I was concerned about the State of the Union just because, you know, that is the time where you have to have your stuff together. And, you know, he might not have been perfect, but he did well enough to just project the fact that we are, you know, put together, we're working on everything, and we'll get through this. I might not agree with everything, whatever. That's not the point. Last, you know, the State of the Union was about the world knowing that we are engaged, we are interested. Like, we've been on 40 years of removing ourselves as the world policeman. But hey, wait a second. Time out. Murder is not okay. So we're not going to stand for that. Like, we might not be engaged in your stuff as much as we used to be, but we're not going to stand for murder. And that's what's going on.
Well, what's going on with the Uyghurs in China and, I mean, concentration camps that that are there, that, you know, we wonder how this stuff happened a century ago with Hitler. This is how it happens. And, you know, the end game is so crazy, right? Like, the end game is, so you're going to go into a country of 40 million people, of which 30 million hate you, and you think you're going to own them or enslave them or liberate them. You know, whatever that thought is in the modern world, where they've had access to information, access to the internet, access to free speech, access to the Western world, to think that it's just sort of an unthinkable, it really shows you how effed up his mind is, you know, and who would align with him and where his real strategy has always been. You know, this really bears out. This isn't the night before the stage opens. This is a week into bombing and killing people and tanks and soldiers and a middle finger to the rest of the world and a nuclear middle finger to the rest of the other side of the world, saying, if you help these innocent people, I will murder your people. And I our country's never, if you go back to World War I, World War II, that's where we draw the line and say, that's not going to fly. I mean, that's not going to fly, because we know what the next thing is, that if this is successful, the next thing is Poland. The next thing is whatever is on his batshit mind. And that's the way this has worked with totalitarians. This is the way it's worked with czars. This is why your grandfather, my uncle, my father-in-law, people went to war to fight to make sure this is not the way the world is won.
Right. I think what scares me most right now is just the immense amount of suffering that's going to occur there, and the fact that there's no off-ramp. And I haven't, you know, all the people you talk to, you can't find an off-ramp. Like, he was going to go in and just take over the country, but didn't want to knock everything down because he wanted to just have it as part of his country. Well, you know,
in his fantasy world, right? In his fantasy world, 30 million people are just going to say, da, yeah,
right,
right.
They resist
because that's the way they react in Moscow. That's the way he's run his world. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way he's always done things. I say it, you do it. That's. Who protects him in the inner circle, dude? That, who doesn't put a bullet in his head inside the room? That's the way this always ends with the king, right?
I think, yeah. I mean, that's hard to see how they do that. Concern is, and again, I don't really know. I don't have all the information, but he's either going to scorch earth it or he's going to starve them, right? Like, what else? What other option does he have right now? And I don't know how long the world is going to sit by and watch that go on, because they all have Twitter and TikTok, and you're going to see them every single day starving. And I don't know.
Imagine if you wake up Monday morning, dude, and you can't put gas in your car. Your credit card is now literally a strip of plastic. It is worthless. Your cell phone may or may not work, right? I mean, based on, you know, how these things are going to go. You talk about a 9/11 for their own citizenry, right? 9/11 affected all of us because we watched New York burn and our work shut down and we were all frightened and, you know, whatever that was. We just sort of stayed at home like we did during the plague. There's a whole different thing going on in Moscow right now. And for people to think people, you know, wipe their backside with their hands in Moscow and they don't have nice things there and they don't have a real city there, you're just foolish. I don't know what else to say. Not a lot goes in, not a lot comes out. Moscow, St. Petersburg, these are world-class places that are on par with any New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Chicago, Washington, world-class subways, world-class spas, resorts, middle-class people, poor people, you know, people that get up and go to work every day and make stuff, and millions, tens of millions of people in Moscow. And they woke up and nothing's functioning. Nothing's functioning this week, and nothing will ever function. There'll never be any money in the bank, and the government has no money to float. And they got 200,000 people of their children down trying to shoot up the Canada next door. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
And you don't know, like, I don't know how much stuff is, you know, exaggerated or whatever that you're watching, but there's at least two, like, sending in plainclothed operatives to try and assassinate the president, who, you know, is now the world's rock star. You know, that guy's pretty amazing stuff, right? But that's a war crime. And then using the hyperbaric bombs or whatever, like, that's a war crime. So to have no regard for international, like, rules around how he's doing this too, just tells you how unhinged the whole situation really is. And there's really no, you know, there's no good potential outcome. It's, you know, it's pretty worrisome.
How are your roofs, by the way? I got some peat moss on my roof. What do I do with peat moss on my roof?
I don't know that you want to do anything if there's water not coming in the house. It's like, if it's not perfect, don't fix it. Right.
Well, other than a bad internet,
I'm just annoyed that the internet's not working. Right. I'm annoyed that the internet's, like, screwing with me right now. That's really driving me.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to get together next week after, you know, baseball is shut down. We know that. We haven't talked about that. We got football stuff. We haven't talked about that because there's just really serious stuff going on in the world. And, you know, that's just where it's at. Bill Cole is here. He is Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. His internet connection stinks, and he shouldn't do my show in the car on video, but he knows that. You can find him at coleroofing.com. You can find me anywhere the internet is served. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore. Positive.